solution's got to find a way. Yes or no, nothing ever dies. Everything that's true will survive. It's just changing from day to day. Everything what's true is bound to stay.
Freedom. Freedom is the free market. Like Agora Valley at Porkfest this year. Agora is, you know, where people come to meet to sell things. And, you know, I had actually had an argument with this woman on Facebook today, and she's like, everything is regulated, and then she's talking about deregulation. It's always regulation, deregulation. Like, the thing is these people shouldn't have any business in our business whatsoever.
I think the reason why this system works for some people is because some people are lazy, and if you want freedom, you need to get up off your ass and go do stuff like go to Porkfest and bring things that you want to sell to make money that you have to do on your own from the things that you create with your own bare hands. People who are lazy and want to be able to go to any store anytime they want, because they have instant gratification, have to have a system. They
right.
are okay without having freedom.
Oh, well, without this, we wouldn't ever have this. Without this, we wouldn't have ever had this. And pretty much always boils down to, without the government, we would have never had anything. Like, really?
You know what we should talk about?
Like, we can't create anything without the government? I mean, seriously, I can go dig up some rocks in my backyard and make a house with some other materials, and I just created something from the earth, and nobody did that but me. So, how would I need the government still?
You don't. Lazy people do.
Oh, wait. I guess I need them to build the road that comes to my house, right?
I guess if you don't have a big enough truck.
Right?
You live in a rugged area.
You know, people always wonder what happened, you know, why don't we have flying cars? Right?
Yeah.
Like, why don't we have flying cars by now?
I don't know. I know the answer to that question.
What do you think?
Because we just don't have flying cars yet. I don't think that it's never going to exist, but we have only had electricity for a couple hundred years.
You guys can fact check that.
100 years. 200 years.
Give or take a few. Oh, that's funny.
Like, why do we need to have flying cars already?
See, the thing is we do have flying cars. They're called helicopters.
Oh, and planes.
I mean, no, but helicopter, think about it. It goes every which way.
Oh.
That's like the most versatile vehicle in the world. Why are
right.
we all flying those around? And we already
expensive.
Know how to, you know, work magnets. We can have, you know, virtual roads in the sky, and then we never have to pave another road again. Maybe a landing
strip.
I'm gonna
fly through the sky. I'm gonna be able to fly wherever I want through the sky. I don't wanna be on no road. I'm in the sky. Okay? So, first of all, let's correct that.
Oh, this is where people will say, and this is why we need to make a law for that crazy person who wants to just fly randomly through the sky.
Right. So, now what we should really do is get all the lazy people and put them on an island together. Put all the crazy people in a padded room together and let them do their own thing. Put all
right.
those normal people somewhere together and let us all kick ass and build a bunch of shit out of the earth and love it and respect it and not have systems and be great and perfect and wonderful.
I say, if you want to live in a community where some central system steals your money to better your livelihood, then go live in that system.
For sure.
But don't make me live in that system.
Correct. See, that's what we're trying to do.
Right.
We're trying to weed out the weak, aka the people who want systems.
So I guess that brings us to our subject of
the outer space and vaginas.
Outer space and vaginas.
How did we come up with this topic?
Robert, my coworker. He's my
I met him.
My slave coworker.
Right, he did look
my fellow
slave-ish.
Slaver, whatever they called him back then, like
I still think that
slavo, I have no idea.
What you brought up that day or what he brought up that day or someone did, and you wanted to go up to black people and talk to them about not being slaves anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's going to go over really well.
I think I came up with a website or something recently. I can't remember, but it was definitely, oh, like, end slavery for real, or blacks against slavery, or something.
Oh, you wanted to do,
I can't remember.
Do whites against slavery.
No. Well, whichever. Everybody against slavery. Well, the thing is, like, okay, seriously, I had this, I cared about my credit and making my credit better for a very long time. And so I had, I paid monthly to Free Credit Report so I could keep track of everything. And when I called to finally cancel it, because I realized I don't give a crap about this anymore. It's just my slave number,
right,
whatever, tracking system. I called to cancel it, and I told the guy, I don't care about my slave number or anything that has to do with it anymore. And he was like, I'm offended by that. And I'm like, I don't really know what I said, but I was just, I should have said, well, you should be. Because I'm offended as well. And we should all be offended, seriously.
Okay, keep going.
That's pretty much that.
Oh, why was he offended, though?
Because he was obviously black. I'm offended by that. He was totally black.
Oh, well,
he was offended because...
It was the truth.
His ancestors once were slaves, and then, you know, oh, they write legislation.
Well, this is the modern
free
version
the slaves, and everybody gets a number to be, you know, included in society.
Oh, God.
Don't you want to be a stand-up citizen of this society?
Not this society.
Right?
I am a stand-up citizen of the society, and it's not getting through to anyone, so obviously I need to move somewhere else. People understand.
Yeah.
Alright, so, you didn't go anywhere near vagina for our space.
No.
We're both too afraid to get anywhere near them. I am,
it's
personally.
Funny. We did say, always off topic.
Oh, yeah. This is more of
but
like
but people
a
really
want
to hear about this
tangents.
Topic.
Try to keep up. Keep turning your toes. I took my fish oil today.
I have my ginkgo. Where is it? It's in the bottle somewhere. It
sounds like what old people...
The bottle, I can't remember where I put the bottle, but my ginkgo biloba was in there.
Probably just hit it from yourself on accident.
Oh, you can see it in the mirror. So, outer space and vaginas. Okay, well, I can start us off.
Okay.
Robert, who gave us our topic, he also gave me an article.
Tell me someone wrote an article about those two things together already. It's like the two things that we will never know fully all about, and just interest so many people. And you know, the whole black hole has a whole nother meaning now. If you think about it.
Like, seriously, maybe there's something about this black holes and vaginas both having gravitational pulls towards them.
Well, I did have a friend tell me recently, whose name I will not name, her boyfriend,
Anonymous,
we'll call her Anonymous, her first name, her boyfriend recently had a dream that her vagina was his home, and she looks at me, she goes, do you understand what that means? She's like, this is where he feels safe, this is his home, and I'm like, damn, that is really intuitive and pretty on point for most men, really.
I hope so. I mean, I'm no dream expert or anything, but it could mean he has mother issues, too.
Well, that's a little pessimistic. So, didn't really want to give that.
Yeah,
that's
well,
good.
I don't know.
What's the article?
Home, growing up, comfortable, whatever. Maybe he's ready to have babies.
He already has two.
Maybe he wants another one.
He does with her.
There you go, then. That's probably what the dream was about. Does he have two girls?
His girl and boy.
A girl and a boy. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We should have them on sometime.
Oh, absolutely we will. Him, I don't know. Her, yeah.
Okay.
Totally. She has a lot to say, too.
Anonymous, though. Her name's Anonymous.
We'll have to give her a new one when she comes on, because now every time we use the name
she can
Anonymous,
pick whatever name she wants.
Totally.
Okay. Article. Let me see here. Wow, really?
Yeah, you put so much shit up on your shit every day. I don't know why people say things to me about me putting up too much shit. Nah, there you go. That's my first question.
Oh, I know where. Here. Oh, okay. 16 super Earths found.
Where? Oh, well.
Yeah.
In a vagina?
In a vagina. Found outside solar system. That means they're real close.
Okay.
Real close. Super Earths. That means they're ginormous Earths. So maybe there's women with ginormous vaginas walking around on them.
Horrible picture in my head. To be incredibly.
Maybe,
incredibly,
you know, long. Like there were giants once. Maybe they came here from on spaceships. And
what happened to them?
We killed them. David, he just killed them all with rocks.
Oh, right, because we were intimidated. We had fear.
No, David was like, I'm the man. Whatever, David. David and Goliath.
I know who David and Goliath are thinking, yeah. Yes.
Whatever.
But what I'm saying is, we killed him because he was large, right? Instead of a large man being at peace with all the small people, we had to kill him.
I have no idea why David killed him.
You're right.
I think he was put into a ring with him or something like that.
Well, he only had a rock and a
slingshot.
Right.
Good job, guy.
Right? We need more people like that nowadays.
So do you want to read about the 16 super Earths? Or should we...
Well, you haven't read it at all?
I've read it. I was going to read it to
well,
you.
Well, can you paraphrase it for me and we can see how this relates?
Okay. Basically, there are 50 new exoplanets, planets outside our solar system, including 16 super Earths. Planets whose mass is between 1 and 10 times that of our own planet. So these things are huge.
So if we can find these Earths, can't we get a little bit closer and find if there's life on them? Like, how can we find this, that it's out there, and know that it's a super Earth, but not know if there's anything on it? Come on.
Yeah.
For reals.
There's a lot of work to be done still, but...
That's what they always say.
There is... The discovery comes from high-accuracy radio velocity planet searcher, or HARPS, but not the other HARPS with the two R's. HARPS is located at the La Silla Observatory in Chile, and is part of a telescope that is nearly 12 feet long.
Mm.
All right. Let's move on. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I just don't really see why he put this underneath his comment because... Oh, was that his point, that there might be super vaginas out there?
That was my point. I brought that up. But, so, it says at the end here, in the coming 10 to 20 years, so we'll still be alive.
Hopefully.
We can come back to this podcast and remember 10 to 20 years from now.
Okay.
We should have the first list of potentially habitable planets in the sun's neighborhood. Making such a list is essential before future experiments can search for possible spectroscopic signatures of life in the exoplanet atmosphere, says Michael Mayer, who led the HARPS team in a statement. Ooh. This is, of course, from CNN, Light Years. All right.
Maybe
so,
this is where deja vu comes in. Maybe there are ourselves as giant versions of ourselves on these other planets, and we've already done some of the shit we've already done.
Yeah, like the show Sliders that used to be on Sci-Fi. That's what that show was about. He, like, created some device that would make a wormhole into the next universe, which was just basically another mirrored universe with slight differences. Of course, there was always the random dinosaur episode or,
right,
you know, running from Nazis or whatever. 1984, something like that.
Hey, we need a wormhole to 1984. No thanks.
No thanks.
No. I'd rather go back to when there were giants.
Yeah. Or dinosaurs. Flying ones. Or dragons. Yeah. Or unicorns. Just kidding. I don't think there's any evidence that either of those existed. However, it would be pretty cool, and if we've come up with it, there must have been something.
Well, we do have to talk about how powerful vaginas are, since that's what everyone's thinking. They make the world go around like boobs. Like,
it's true.
Seriously? Seriously?
Oh my god.
If you're even a little bit intelligent and you have a vagina, you will know how to work that and pretty much have the world at your fingertips, because Everyone wants one, even if you got one. You usually do something for someone that has one. Don't know what it is about it. Maybe because that's all where we come from. Literally. There's no other way. Actually, that's a big fat lie through the belly. So that's interesting to think about as well.
We can't stop thinking about vaginas because it's what brought us here.
That's what we came out of into this world. That was our door to the outside world.
It's very strange.
To the outer space that we knew of then.
Ooh, that's very interesting.
I like them apples.
Yeah, so like when you're in the womb, that is outer space to you.
Oh, snap, snap.
This is outer space.
That's why I feel so funny.
Outer space is huge. I don't know if you've ever seen the comparison of the planets and the suns.
Right,
and,
totally.
I mean, seriously, we're like a speck on a something, somethings.
Yeah, and when you're in the womb, you're a speck on the world, which we can consider outer space to the baby.
It is.
So it's kind of the same.
I like your correlation you're trying to make.
I have to make a fucking correlation because he put this thing up and it's so interesting to me. Maybe that's it. Outer space is so interesting to me, but just the vastness of it,
it's huge.
It's huge. And not that vaginas are necessarily
huge.
Interesting to me, but it's funny that the pool that they have on the world, and it is where we come from, and it's where we are made. Like, there are now ways, obviously, to make a baby in a test tube and all, which is cool. Or in a tea tree glass.
Tea tree.
But
yeah, I mean, seriously though, not spending money on the NASA program, that's just a bad idea.
Coming from a man though, it's interesting. What's Robert like? Does he like outer space?
I think he said something like, well, I've mentioned it the subject to a couple people and both of their responses were, well, I like both of those things. Of course, they were both men. Could have been a woman, though.
Totally.
I mean, we agreed it was a great topic, and totally. Everyone we shared it with thought it was a great topic.
Totally.
I guess maybe we need some callers to call in right now. Wouldn't that be cool if we had callers? Maybe on our next episode we can have a caller.
Well, we could just call someone right now.
We could call someone right now.
Who I'm thinking of?
Who?
Kyle Holmes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what he's doing, see if he answers my phone call. He probably will. We just hung out the other day. Means we're on good terms.
Kyle is...
My friend. A
good friend who is an awesome artist.
What happened was...
He's an awesome artist.
He is an amazing artist.
The picture on our podcast has the strawberry in the background that Kyle drew. Or painted.
It's on my refrigerator. I need to frame that. Come on now. Oh, got me all excited. Oh.
Hello, my name is Kyle Holmes.
He says his full name. Like, seriously, what does that mean? I know that somebody somewhere...
Now you're against names, not only slave numbers, but names.
No, whatever. Whatever, his name is his name. But the thing is people that say, like, you know what, I think my name. No, I don't think I said my last name on my phone.
I don't have a message. I don't want people to hear my voice when they call my phone.
See, that's what I'm saying. People who analyze people, or psychology or whatever, would probably say that we're certain types of people.
Correct.
Because of the fact that we do certain things.
Correct.
Like that. And so, I'm just kind of wondering what that means about Kyle. By Kyle saying his first and last name, what that means.
He's obviously, first of all, proud of it.
Obviously.
That might just be it right there, actually.
Full of... It's probably an ego thing.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
Or like a king thing.
Or you just really like your name because you're really okay with who you are.
It does kind of flow off the tongue.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
I like the middle name of his name as well. I don't know why I don't have an answer machine. I don't like it. Maybe because I don't like to leave voicemails, nor do I really care to receive voicemails. So, and you know who you're calling. Me.
Yeah, right.
And I just don't really feel like telling you that you're already calling me and how much I wish I was answering your phone call, but I'm not. And so, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
So, what does that say about me?
I don't really know.
No.
I'm not that person who knows that answer. Oh. You know who we could call?
My therapist.
Wait.
Kyle's in class. Call you when I'm out.
Okay, nope.
Too late, sucker.
We're going to call Sarah.
Is it Weekend Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, totally. Oh, she'll tell us what's up about vaginas.
Let's see if my phone's going to be stupid, though. We might have to bring the camera closer.
And shut my door.
Hello?
Hi, it's Danelle and Alma.
Hi.
Hi, what are you doing?
I'm working.
Oh, you are? Well, we are doing our first podcast, and we wanted to just get your opinion on a couple of things.
You're doing a what?
A podcast. Have you heard of it?
Oh, all right.
Oh, all right.
Our topic is outer space and vaginas, and we figured you would be a really good person to call because we know you have lots of opinions about lots of things, and I'm sure you have opinions about outer space and vaginas.
Okay, yeah, because mine's out of this world for sure.
Damn it, perfect. End that phone call. That's all we needed right there.
No.
That was pretty funny. Okay, so, yeah, we want to know if there's a correlation or just what people's opinions are on outer space and vaginas.
Well, I mean, it depends on the person.
All right.
I assume, because, I mean, you know, in outer space, I'm sure there's creepy smells, textures, same with a... yep. I mean, there may even be some small correlation with the appearance of some of those and small alien Martians.
Oh, babies do look like aliens and they come out of that vagina. What?
On the person.
It
depends on the person.
Because, I mean, some of those things are creepy looking. They look like they could be from another planet.
Oh, I could so say the same thing about men right now, seriously. Whole other planet.
I've never seen a penis fly through outer space, but that'd be really interesting.
Like a rocket?
Mm. There you go.
Oh my goodness, you guys are out of control. Hey, do me a favor, I'll absolutely participate in this, but I gotta finish up a phone call with a student, so call me in like 20 minutes.
Alright, sounds good.
Bye.
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 Little does she know. We win.
Oh my god, that was so awesome. Weekend Sarah,
mine
she's
is out
best.
Of this world. That was the best comment ever.
Seriously, I'm going to do a free commercial for roommates.com right now because that's where I met that girl many years ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so funny.
Mine is out of this world. That
oh man. Seriously.
And you know what? I believe her.
Oh yeah, she knows it.
Totally.
Oh,
see what I'm saying?
She's so confident in it.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh man. I gotta let her tell the story, seriously, but she's got some really, really, really good ones.
Does she?
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll love you saying that right now, too.
I think she'll forgive me when just saying that for sure.
Man. I can't believe I don't remember you being at my house last night. Did we sit on the living room floor?
Yes. Huh. Oh, it's so funny. It was more like late afternoon, 5-ish.
Right. What? That's so weird.
We're definitely going to have to edit this, probably.
Why? Because we care about what people think?
Ooh, that's a good call. Good call.
Nope. I don't.
And Robert, if you're bored right now, we don't care.
Robert! It's Kyle. Kyle's calling me.
Awesome. Put your phone up here.
What's up, Toots?
What up?
I need you to give me some of your personal opinions on two different things.
Go on.
All right. The first one is outer space.
That's it.
Just no.
Opinion on outer space.
Just tell me what you think about outer space.
Infinite.
What?
It's infinite.
Infinite. Ooh, okay, okay, okay. Now tell me how you feel about vaginas.
They're yummy.
All right, then.
Hey, Kyle, Alma, it's Alma here.
Oh, yeah, Alma's with me.
We're doing our first podcast, and our subject is outer space and vaginas.
Oh, I think we already talked about that.
We did.
And you're just getting people's responses on, what's your stance on outer space, Sean? It's got to stop somewhere. And what's your stance on vaginas?
Sean thinks outer space stops somewhere. That's interesting. So you say what's infinite, and Sean says stop somewhere.
That is interesting. That's
and
just...
then vaginas are infinite.
And that is amazing. You see where his home is?
That's very interesting.
We just got to have a counting class, so we're all about balancing things out.
Oh, okay. Cool. Did you get smarter?
No, we got dumber. We feel dumber, too, because we don't know what the fuck's going down.
Well, what the hell?
Anyway.
Love him. What happened was...
Hey, Kyle, why are you taking accounting? What are you going to do with that?
I'll get a degree from it, and I'll never touch it.
So, that's
superb.
Okay, cool. What do you want to do with your life?
I'm gonna teach golf.
Oh yeah, that's right. Still doing golf. Go golf.
Yo.
Cool.
All right.
Wait, your life.
What are you gonna do with your life, Alma?
I'm gonna grow a garden and become self-sustainable.
She knows what she wants.
And live free and patent my land. I'm gonna do all of the above. And have lots of amazing days.
I want to do everything.
Yeah, right? I'm going to, like, sew maybe sometimes and, you know, maybe build something or...
You clean up that...
Smoke something.
Smoke something
there.
Or...
There's all that crap in it.
Shut up.
All right, Kyle, I'm going to let you go.
All right, enjoy the podcast.
Much love.
Bye.
Bye.
Accounting. How boring. God, I would die in that class. I don't even think I could pass it because I'd be so bored.
Yes. Completely gives you 100%. I wouldn't be able to pass either. I wouldn't be able to sit still. They would think I would have ADD, even though I didn't really have ADD. But I'll be like, this is retarded. I am not. Give me something more. And I think that's why I hated school so much, public school, is because the whole entire time I was just like, I need more than this constantly because I was able to take more and no one fed it to me. So I felt like a retard instead of a genius, which is what I was, sitting in this class full of a bunch of fucking retards who I am going to stop talking about now.
Yeah, no, seriously, you should listen to the podcast that I listened to today because it's all about unschooling this woman. She put her kid in school, and when he was coming home, he like stopped giving random hugs, and he became really reserved, and he was like depressed. And then like summer came around, and he was home all the time, and he was doing whatever. Of course, summer, whatever, you know.
Right.
You know, of course, you're always happier because you get to do whatever you want in the summer.
Right.
Which is what everybody wants to do. And if we grow up doing that, and adults are then there to lead us and continue doing that, we will be a much prosperous human race.
Oh my God, yeah.
I mean, the ideas are just...
If you grew up never having to worry about someone else's ego or someone else's expectations upon you, everyone would grow up in a much better world.
I mean, the ideas are as outer space that we could come up with. Seriously. It's like, for all of the things that we could find in outer space, there's that many ideas.
Totally true.
If not more.
We'll never know everything.
Oh, you know what? I got a really good quote about ideas. I have a quote book. My quote book. Ideas. Ideas are the forces which shape our lives. But because ideas are invisible, most people think of them as unimportant. If they think of them at all.
Totally true. It's like law of attraction.
Isn't that an awesome,
yeah,
awesome quote? I really like that one. So, I think that if we could unschool our children,
I've been reading a lot about this, or going online and listening to other podcasts about unschooling, homeschooling, trying to find as many different programs as there are, so that I will know when I, you know, decide to have children, what is the best learning experience for the next generation. And I just do not think that it's public education whatsoever. Going to the same thing 5 days a week, only getting the weekends off, really gives you a good training for having a job when you become of age. It's what they do. They're just training us. They trained us.
I did that too.
Everybody did. I see the kids sitting at the bus stop every morning. They just look like they're miserable. And I've actually talked to a couple of them because I gave them a bunch of DVDs, and one kid actually watched one.
Mm-hmm.
He watched For Liberty, mm-hmm. which is all about Ron Paul's campaign in 2008. And I was actually impressed that at least one of them watched something.
How did you watch it?
He told me.
Saw him again?
After I gave it to him. I talked to them actually this morning. I saw them. And nobody else said anything, and I think they think I'm kind of weird, but
totally
I don't really care. Because...
But that's just... If you were their age and some lady's walking up to you about
freedom
in this day and age, you'd freak.
But I was like, you know, hey, what can I do to get you guys to watch them? I'm like, you want some kind of incentive or something? And they were all like, yeah. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Thinky later. I'm like, what? And I said to them... But I had an answer right away, and I wasn't creepy about it. I was just like, well, I have some incentive for you. It's freedom.
Nice. Yeah, Wikipedia that and see what comes up.
But I was thinking about stopping by there the next time and showing them the dime cards that we've been making since before Porkfest with the silver dimes in them, and saying this dime, you know, telling them this dime is 90% silver. I'm not lying to them. I'm telling them the truth. They can choose to believe me or not. It's the free market. And I will give them one when they tell me they've watched a video and they're honest about it and they tell me what they thought about it and whatever.
So you're like teaching the students before they even go into school.
Yeah, and I'm actually not sure. They might actually be middle school kids. I'm not even sure. I'm not sure if they're high school or if they're middle school. I'll ask them next time I see them, but I definitely need to prepare before I go and see them next time. I really want to give them some information about unschooling and homeschooling and, you know, getting rid of the way they're being brainwashed. So, anything I could help them out with, I'd really like. I want to put something together. Any ideas are appreciated. Seriously.
Okay. I'll think of some things.
All right.
I'll get back to you.
So, what do you think?
Excuse me.
Should we get Sarah in another phone call, or...
She's going to call us back.
Should we just, end the show for today?
Well, no, we can see her for a little while, because you always cut out dead air. You know, I'm sure we can think of another tangent to go on here in a second. You can take all this out.
Well, I can just stop the video and then restart it.
Yeah, but sometimes we... Oh, we didn't even end it, though. But, like, are we even going to want to end it, like, in a classical way? She would just be like, that, and then we're just like, that was just the end of our sentence, and it's over, and it was just like, this is us signing off.
I think we can end it however we want to end it.
Right.
I think people right now are probably thinking, will you please just end it?
I see, you should have that recorded. See, that's why I didn't want you to turn it off. Turn it back on.
See, it's on. I never turned it off that whole time. But I'm pretty sure that's what people are going to be starting to think. See, like, I think it's easy if we, you know, think of this as people are listening, like, right now, while we talk.
Right. I'm thinking that, too.
I feel like I'm doing a radio show.
Totally.
For invisible people.
Who we don't even know are going to want to listen to us. Oh, my God. We're so selfish.
See, seriously, you gotta have somewhat of an ego to have a radio show or a podcast or something. But you know what? We can talk about dealing with our ego later on a different show.
So much we love us and show. Recording us to share us with the rest of the world.
Well, we're pretty happy with the people we've become, and it's taken us a while to get here. And
I agree.
The longer people listen to our podcast, they will learn that about us.
True.
So, you know, we'll share personal experiences, and we'll talk with other people, and we'll get to know the world and what's happening in it.
Well, what's happening in it is that when you called Sarah, underneath her picture, her Facebook status scrolls underneath her face.
Yeah, I know. What did it say?
I don't know. I didn't read it, but
we should have. Probably was funny.
I'm sure.
It's probably like, I have the best vagina ever.
I bet she posted that since we've called her. Check up her Facebook status, no doubt. No, but it's funny that it's like, I am sure I do not need to know what your Facebook status says right now as you're calling me, scrolling underneath your face.
Yeah, I don't even think it says the most recent one. I'm not sure.
Of course not. All the apps are all stupid.
It's so random. Facebook is weird.
It's weird.
Seriously, I'll be on
Facebook. It's like outer space and
vaginas.
It'll be like,
in 2009, you said this comment.
Totally.
And I'm like, creepy.
Totally.
That's creepy. Literally, we are documenting our lives for whoever wants to pay attention to them.
Why, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a diary for some people.
It totally is. It's like a, it totally is, but...
But I would never go back, because do you know how long it would take you to load all those bazillions of pages? I think you can actually download a file of your entire profile. Like, you can download all the information that's been posted, I think.
Well, you can already see each other's friendships, your ups and your downs.
Yeah, I love knowing what everybody is doing exactly at that moment. Like, seriously? Stop boring me.
Some people think that you're fucking crazy, so
Oh, yeah, crazy. Definitely not boring, though. I'm like, hey, why don't you send me something interesting? Say something interesting. Go research something interesting. Stop being so boring. And seriously, stop posting millions of pictures of your children on Facebook.
Alma, people can do whatever they want with their Facebook.
I just had to say that. That's just a personal opinion. Don't do it.
Why would you not? Oh, because you don't want their children to be all over the internet.
Yeah, why would you want your naked baby all over the internet? One creepy, weird person gets the wrong hand, and you think, whatever. If you don't know how to protect your Facebook, if you're just completely la-la about it, then people are seeing everything. I mean, I can't believe some people don't have their main profile private. I do.
Yeah, me too.
Like, you have to friend request me. Right. And then I have lists of people that I don't know personally, and I don't want them seeing everything. Like, they don't need to. And they definitely don't need to be able to download those pictures and put them on the internet. That's what's so crazy about it. It's like, hey, open source your life.
Totally.
Yeah. But if you want to open source your life, you know, especially if you're spreading a message, you don't hide certain things, you know, you make sure people can see certain things or certain albums or whatever so that you can still get your message out, whatever that is.
Matthew Stoner, you're on your way to my house now. I just got your text message. Thank you.
He's on his way to your house?
Yeah, it'll take him like 20 minutes.
Okay. I don't know if we're going to reach Sarah in time.
I don't know if we're going to come to a conclusion about vaginas.
We definitely need to have this conversation with her, both of us, though, so we might have to get her on our next show. Because if you have to leave and we haven't spoken to her, I don't know what her status is, but we're about to find out. Sarah, weekend Sarah's status is...
Oh, her Facebook status, that's right.
She's been tagged in a million pictures, so I have no idea. What's anyone doing tonight?
I saw that last week. I laughed out loud.
Yeah, that was September 2nd. I think she got the rest of her tattoo done, though. And that would be cool to talk about as well. She's got some pretty awesome tattoos.
Hey.
Of course you have awesome tattoos. Hers are, like, covering her whole
body.
It's all
about me.
It's all about you. Yeah, I see. Here's some picture. I have no idea who these people are. Anyway, so, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. What are you eating?
A granola bar.
Oh.
So my teeth. I'll go to the dentist. Anyways.
So buy a house or not buy a house?
Well, if you're still going to follow your dream of buying land, I would say just go ahead and go for that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Why are you going to put an obstacle in between you and the dream?
But I have to live somewhere besides here.
Okay. Sure. Well, and how long cheaper are you to what, buy a house?
Pay a mortgage than it is to rent.
Yes, it is. But are you going to... Do you think that staying or moving into the house will be the smartest thing? Because then you have to worry about if you want to sell it and if you're going to lose or gain money off of it.
I don't think I'm really going to plan on selling it anytime soon if I buy...
Then are you going to go get land or are you just going to live in this house?
No, I'll... No. Yeah, definitely be doing that. What's she doing?
She's at work.
Oh. All right, Danelle. It's been awesome.
A pleasure.
So... Do you want to conclude somehow outer space and vaginas? What have we concluded so far? Sarah's is awesome.
I think what we concluded is that the way that they go together is her answer, and you better be a chick like that, and you'll be able to get whatever you want.
Is that the answer?
Yep.
I don't think that's the philosophical answer for the night.
You're right.
I guess, unless you're talking about the law of attraction in that way. And confidence right. is definitely a big part of that.
Right. That is kind of what I was talking about, but I know my answer didn't make so much sense.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of...
They're both just two very interesting things that you could talk about for a long time. And,
Because they are infinite?
They are both infinite.
The subject's definitely infinite.
Absolutely. Oh my god. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
We might actually, since we haven't had enough time, have to talk about the same subject on our next podcast.
Yeah. And we'll get some people in on it. Okay, so you're going to hate me, though. I am in Santa Fe next Tuesday, and I'm in Las Vegas this Tuesday after that.
Oh, my God. These... What the hell?
I'm sorry. And then I'm here for two, and then I'm gone to New York for one, and then I'm here.
We're going to have to just do our podcast on a different day, then.
Okay, there's only 3 Tuesdays I'm going to be missing. And they're important.
That's for the next month.
I know.
These people can't go a whole month.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
They're going to want to hear us again.
We want more. One more set. It's going to say tonight to foster the people. Well, yeah. Why don't we do it? Oh, wait, no. I'll be here next Tuesday. I'm crazy. I'm gone Sunday, Monday to Santa Fe. I'll be here Tuesday.
All right, Danelle's lost it. She's completely lost her mind.
Went in one ear and out the other. I can't even talk anymore.
I don't think you're supposed to put the fish oil in your ears.
I need to get more sleep. The last couple days have been fun. They've been real. Real fun.
I'm so excited for comments on this.
Dude, I'm not, but whatever. Give it to me. I love criticism. It makes me stronger. It makes me better.
Ooh,
bring it on.
Ooh, yeah. For sure.
All right. I'm out.
Sign off.
Gotta go.
Later.
All I hear is music.
Later. All you hear is music. All she hears is music.
Cat? Cut cats off that.
What?
Now I'm just rhyming.
Dies. Everything that's true will survive. It's just changing from day to day. Everything what's true is bound to stay. She who binds herself to joy doesn't win like the straw. She who kisses right.